League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Okay, so we don't like her. Do we like her or not?
No, she is... Okay.
Scammer.
How can I say this without being canceled? Mm. She is a little hippie, a little kooky. She talks, but she talks about... It's like she's talking in tongues. Like, I don't even understand what she's saying when she's speaking.
I'm a mess. I do my makeup in my car. Pulling up 6:30 when I told you 6 o'clock. What? I admit... I'm always about to fall apart, but you would never notice, cause I make you think I'm not. You're saying no on me, but you don't, but you don't, but you don't. Make it look easy, what a joke, what a joke. Looks can be deceiving, could let you see the real me. But I let you think I'm perfect.
What's happening?
The girls have gone wild.
I knew you were going to say that.
That is because you and I are of one mind.
We are. It's
a scary
trippy place.
It's
not good. Most of the time, it's not a great place to be, but somehow we always prevail, and we do it well, if I do say so myself.
I mean, yes.
You agree?
I agree.
What do you know? Imagine that.
You guys, like, we're in our updated studio space. It's a whole freaking vibe.
It is lit pink. Picture this, Sicily, 1943. Swiping up signs lit up, pink glow just beaming off of your cheekbones.
I mean, everybody it's looks nice. Good in a pink hue.
I'm everybody.
Just
it's like
saying,
I'm looking at you through a filter.
And it's stunning. I know.
Yeah, we got my brother to hang it. He came over yesterday on his birthday, and I was like, hey, I got you cupcakes, but I really need you to do something.
It was his birthday?
It was.
Oh, and we still put him to work?
Listen, you're not coming to my house without picking up a hammer or a piece of clothes or something. You're doing work when you come here.
That's how we roll. That's okay.
He did it gladly. So anyway, we have a cute little studio. I'm just very excited about it.
It's so basic, and I'm obsessed with it.
It's perfect. But we need a couch. I think we want to do a couch and like chairs. I mean, tables. What do y'all think about that? A little couch action.
I just want to be like comfy, cozy. I want to have a blankie, pillows, you know.
We deserve it.
The whole
thing. We work really hard.
We do deserve it. We work so hard, y'all. I am so tired.
Mm-hmm. You don't look like it though.
I don't?
Mm-mm.
Really?
Really.
It's because I'm riding a hell of a high.
Y'all. Let's talk about the elephant in the room.
The elephant.
I don't know. Fell flat. But that's okay. That's okay. Because you know what didn't fall flat?
March Madness.
100%.
Which I'm so fucking nasally still from my cold that it still sounds like I'm saying March Madness. But I am saying March Madness.
That's right. Okay. First of all, the DM sitch with Kyle and Uncle Joe. We get it. We
the
hear
glitch
you. It
heard round the world.
Y'all, can we just go ahead and establish the glitch does not change where the finger points on the person. So regardless of which way the finger's pointing, it's still showing the correct name with the finger.
Yes. Okay? You know what? I understand the passion and the dedication.
Oh, yeah.
But we are nothing if not thorough, unlike what some of our reviews will tell you. And so we did our due diligence and we made sure we were giving y'all the right results.
We put up a screen recording just so if you did have trust issues after we posted the trust issues thing yesterday, if you still had them, we get that too because we too are the same. But y'all, I promise we're not trying to do anybody dirty because we love them both. But that was a tough bracket. That was a really tough bracket.
The whole thing, each round, mm-hmm. there's been like one matchup.
That's been really hard.
That's really hard. And you know what? Mm. That's how it is in basketball, baby.
That's right. But we talked to Jen today and Jen's like, it's so funny because the two least active men on social media have like the strongest
the cult following.
Yeah.
Although I would like to have been a fly on the wall of Tallulah headquarters today.
Right. Yes. Oh man.
Because I know all those girls were watching.
Yeah.
Poor
but you
Joe.
Know what? Listen, this is the thing. We have a whole bachelor series that we need to plan out for Joe, because obviously y'all know our DMs were popping off with people being like, "Listen, I'm trying to like be a wife."
Right.
They're trying to be in the Nelson fam, the Alley Cat fam, and we understand that. So maybe that's our next big thing.
Maybe. Somebody slid into our DMs and called him Hunkle.
Right.
And I'm forever referring to him as Hunkle Joe, just so you know.
Yeah. Well, maybe we can do a bibchlorette. Bachelorette, a bibchlorette. But although he probably doesn't want a bib. He probably wants like a regular girl.
Joe.
Think? What do you want? What do you want?
You need to tell us what you want.
Right.
We're trying. We've already done one series of swiping up Matchmaker.
Right.
And it kind of flopped.
It
you
did.
Know, there, yeah. there just wasn't a spark. But we're here for you.
Right.
We support you. We love you. And we want to match you up.
Right. But you got to give us something. What do you want? Like I'm picturing the notebook. What do you want from me? We should probably post that on stories and tag him.
Yeah.
Okay.
We can act it out in a real.
God.
Sure would be funny.
That would be.
But there is, what do we have? Okay, so we had the savory 16.
Mm-hmm.
Last night was the eligible 8.
Right.
And then tonight is the finest 4.
Love it, yeah.
Whew, shit is tight. There is one particular matchup. I don't want to say it because I don't want anybody to be like, this shit's rigged. It's not fucking rigged.
It can't
rigged.
Be rigged, y'all. I'm even annoyed it can't be rigged. That's what Spencer, I was like, man, this particular bracket is really frustrating. We can't even rig it. Cannot even do it.
Which is like really rude. Like, why would we create a game that we can't rig?
Why can we not cheat?
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, no, we're ethical people, but you know, this is a tough pill for
ethical adjacent.
Right.
I'll cheat if there's, you know,
if it's good enough for you.
A good. Yeah. If it benefits me in some way and it's not.
Wow, what's the benefit to this if you win the bracket?
Oh, this? There's no benefit to me. There's nothing.
Well, the cool thing is like we're finding out. We were texting each other last night and we're like, we're finding out with y'all. Like when it's been the teetering like back and forth of the 50-50, I literally screenshotted it several times and it kept flipping and flopping.
Yeah.
And so you just don't know what it's going to be. And I kind of love that. I'm burning calories.
My heart is racing.
My heart was racing.
I love it.
Yeah.
So funny. But anyways, I'm like super pumped.
Yeah.
One that y'all are so invested.
Yeah.
I mean,
love
we
to
thought,
see it.
Yeah. We thought the Bib Awards were huge, but obviously March Madness
takes the cake.
Yeah. Takes the cake.
Yeah.
And I'm here for that.
And we have a trophy, y'all. We are giving out a trophy. Was that a secret?
It's not now.
Well, I know.
I'm just kidding. I don't know if it was a secret.
Okay,
or
it's not a secret.
No,
y'all, we're giving out a super cute trophy to the winner.
I can't. It's real cute. It's perfect. It's going to be very on brand, you know?
It is. So just look out for that.
So speaking of objectifying men,
yeah.
Not really.
Not really.
But Shannon Ford.
Yeah.
Okay, listen. I know we are both Kristen Cavallari stans.
We are.
And because of that, we had a little bit of not a fondness, shall we say.
We had a wall, really. we put up a guard.
Between us and Shannon Ford.
Yes.
But I'm here to tell you, mm-hmm. I love her.
Okay, did you see the DM that we got the other day about her and us?
Yes.
Okay.
How she felt like we gave off like similar energy.
Yes,
to
her. Like, y'all have to love her because of this. And you know what? I can open the friendship door too. Shan, let's...
Excellent, because I just followed her from swiping up.
Perfect.
I'm forcing the door open.
Okay.
But I've been following her for a little while now,
okay.
And I truly do enjoy her.
She was hilarious on the
so
show.
Funny.
I mean, she really was.
And here's the thing. It's reality TV, and not only that, it was Kristen's show, and of course she's going to be able to manipulate the narrative,
right,
and make people look like the villain or the bad guy. Every show needs a villain. And Shannon played an amazing villain.
Okay, but when she got her shoe stuck in the wood, when
I died.
She got fired.
Pissed myself. Have you ever had like breakouts just like at the worst possible time?
Girl, look at my chin. My chin is eat up with pimples and blemishes, because you know what? PMS, sister. That's why.
Yeah.
As if you couldn't tell from my shiesty attitude right now.
No.
Just look at my chin. Which is also crazy, because just thinking about all the stuff that we have coming up, like personally and professionally, we want to be looking our best. And I don't know about you, but I'm a little bit kind of weary with all the lights, like lights being on your face and like different angles.
I was thinking about that. I was like, oh man.
Like, because it's all different angles. So that means shadows are going to happen, you know? And if you have like pimples, it's okay looking head on. But if you're sideways, I don't know. I can't be bothered with any kind of pimples or whatnot.
And I thought we were supposed to be done with this by the time we hit our 30s.
Well, I'm always complaining about my skin texture, so I need something to also help with that.
Yeah. I mean, we've definitely all struggled with our skin, and that's why we're excited to partner with Apostrophe, the sponsor of this episode. Apostrophe is a prescription skincare company that offers science-backed oral and topical medications that are clinically proven to help clear acne. Apostrophe connects you with a board-certified dermatologist who will create a personalized treatment plan that's perfectly tailored to your unique skin. Simply fill out Apostrophe's online quiz about your skin goals and your medical history. Then snap a few selfies and your dermatologist will create your customized treatment plan. Apostrophe treats all types of acne, from hormonal acne to facial acne, and even chestney, backney, and buttney. They treat breakouts from head to toe.
We all have skincare goals. Mine is, you know, just the texture. I'm always complaining about that. So when we heard about Apostrophe, I was like, sign me up. I need it, because hello, your girl needs a little work. Well, I don't need work. I need Apostrophe. And we have a special deal for our audience. Save $15 off your first visit with an Apostrophe provider. Apostrophe.com/swipingup when you use our code swipingup. The code is only available to our listeners. To get started, just go to apostrophe.com/swipingup. Click begin visit, then use our code swiping up to sign up, and you'll get your first visit only $5.
That's apostrophe.com/swiping up and use that code swiping up to get your dermatologist crafted treatment plan for $5. And we thank Apostrophe for sponsoring this podcast. So supposedly she said in an interview at one point, this was a while ago that I heard this, that whole scene was fake? Retaped. Yes, it was fake. Because she had already been fired off camera and producers made her come back. That's why she was laughing, she said. That's why she was smirking and laughing, because she was contractually obligated to come back and film it.
Got it.
But she had already been fired.
What a joke.
Yeah, so she was being like a twat on purpose.
Right, because she was having
She had
act.
Already been fired.
Okay, fine.
Anyways, she recently discovered that her ratio of female followers to male followers had changed pretty drastically. Oh, and wow. So she had a ton of men following her account.
Okay.
I think she might have posted like a reel or something that got her a ton of male followers.
Right, okay.
And she's like, listen, she's like, the thirst traps that I post, they're not for men. They're for the women. Okay. Right. I want y'all to hype me the fuck up.
Right. Well, we dress for women. That's like that quote. That's real.
It is
that
real.
That is so real.
Anyway, so she's like, she's like, the products that I sell and market on my platform, they're not for men. I don't want men following me. So she actually did a reverse giveaway. She was doing a male focused giveaway for men to unfollow her. They had to send her proof that they unfollowed her. And I thought that was hilarious.
But couldn't you just get on stories and talk about like periods and stuff, and that'll do it? Woo, that'll do it.
I mean, maybe, but you know, there's always like those people. There's
people love feet and like want you to send weird feet pics. Yes.
Right. Yeah, true. What's the saying? Like there's an ass or there's a chair for every ass or something like that.
Yeah.
No thanks. But there are some freaks out there that would be like, period.
Yeah, that's true. Dang. So what did she do? What did she give away? What was the prize?
I just saw the beginning when she was talking about it. I think she was like getting ideas, like maybe a Yeti cooler.
Good
She's
for
like,
her.
I'm going to do like man stuff. I want to say she maybe did a Yeti cooler, which is like a great giveaway.
So how many people did you follow up on it and see how many people ended up unfollowing her?
I must have missed it at some point, but I'm going to DM her and see.
And ask.
Yeah. Because Like, that shit is so funny to me. And, like, I get it.
Yes, people, oops, sorry. People say that you, like, it throws off your algorithm. It throws off your engagement. It throws off all those things.
Men are not going to engage the same way that women are. They're not interested in the content the same way women are, you know.
Yeah.
And women unless you're targeting them, of course.
Right. And women are good hype girls. Like, that's, I totally get that.
Yeah, no, but I was like, that is so funny. And I, you know what? I love to see when somebody cares more about the quality of their following.
I had a stroke
mid-sentence. It's fine. The quality over the quantity. Like, she doesn't give a fuck about losing some followers. No. She doesn't want them because they're not good for her brand or her business.
But yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, it would be like a guy walking into Victoria's Secret. Yes, exactly.
A straight man.
Right. And
wearing cargo shorts.
Right. You ain't going to be buying
cargo shorts and Crocs.
Hey, y'all got some contouring here? Yes, we do. Oh, God. But yeah, I mean, it's the same thing. You're selling to these people. So they're not swiping up what you're putting out.
You know what I think would be a really fun game?
What? Oh, God, what? Do I
Some night we should have a couple martinis.
Yeah.
And we need to get Robbie and Mike together.
Okay.
And we need to have them do our makeup describe what it is they're using and what they're using it for.
I'm down. Yes. Let's do it. Let's do it.
I'm scared.
Same.
Actually, Robbie might not be too bad. Although, like, he doesn't have any fine motor skills. Small motor skills. Is it fine or small? I think it's small.
Small motor skills.
I don't know. I'm a dumbass.
He might be able to blend that mascara. I mean, eyeshadow. God, don't blend the mascara. Well, let's do that. That'd be fun.
I think that'd be fun.
And they have to tell us what they're doing while they're doing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Describe the tools.
1000%. Let's do it.
What's this for? Robbie's going to use like a blush brush for eyeshadow.
Girl, that's what you did in Mount Airy.
Yo, I was desperate in Mount Airy.
She forgot all her freaking brushes.
All, like everything. It was so bad.
It's fine. You I was really snatched. Upset. You were upset, but the martinis and the breast pumping bags really got you through. You were fine. You look great. Obviously got some good photos out of it.
Thank you.
You really were shining, so it's fine.
Speaking of our Mount Airy trip.
Yeah.
So I posted a photo of myself with MB because in that photo, I look so much like my mom. Like I just can't. I look just like her. I see that photo like and twins. I see my mom. And for those of you that don't know, like my mom is not well and I don't have a relationship with her. So I don't know. It was just like,
now I remember you saying that on the drive home.
Hit me right in the
feels.
Feels. So I posted the photo cause I was looking at it the other day and MB shared it to her stories and made a joke. Like, because I said, I look just like my mom in this. So even though it's a little blurry, it deserves a spot on my grid.
Yes.
So MB shared it and was like, I love my daughter so much or something like that. She said she got so many messages of people being like, you don't look old enough to have a daughter that age. I was like, bitch, I'm 35. Like,
y'all are literally like 1 year apart.
Literally. I was like, get out of here. Like, I mean, like, thank you for thinking I look that youthful.
Appreciate you. But
I'm 18.
Mm-hmm. I mean, hey, if that's what they want to think, that's what they want to think.
Yeah, I'm not mad about it.
Heck no.
Yeah, that's funny. That was a great trip.
That was a great trip.
Okay, so Kylie Jenner.
Yeah,
I know we are not a Kardashian, like we're not a Kardashian crew. I don't like them. With a K.
Yeah, I said it. Sorry.
However, so do you know what Kylie named her boy initially?
No.
Okay, so she named him Wolf Webster.
Okay.
So Wolf was his name. Well, which is just a weird fucking name to me. I mean, like, sorry if your kid's name is Wolf. I can't with some of the baby names that we hear about these days.
No, I'm still not over Apple. And that was like 20 years ago.
Apple's graduating college, I'm pretty sure. So she put up a post today and it says, FYI, our son's name isn't Wolf anymore. We just really didn't feel like it was him. Just wanted to share because I keep seeing Wolf everywhere.
Okay.
Like, so what is it? The kid is like, a couple months old or something at this point. At least a month. Is that's weird to me. You're going to change your kid's name that soon. That's weird. It's not and like also, naming a dog.
No. And also, pick I understand.
Pick a normal fucking name if you think that it's not going to fit him and you're going to need to change it. It's fucking weird.
I agree. But that's okay. You can be heated about this. But this is the thing. I don't understand how you can be like, oh, that just doesn't seem like him. Yes, your kid starts to show personality. I have a child.
Not at 1 month. At 1 month, he's a fucking potato.
Right. Oh, yes, he is a potato. And they're like not doing anything except for like sticking their hand up every now and then and like
being a potato. Oh. Right. They shit and they eat and they like verp.
Verp?
Yeah.
What's a verp?
Like a vomit burp.
Oh. Okay, like a bubble like verp.
Spit yuck. Up, you know.
Anyway, I can't with her. I can't with a K. Like, cause that's just annoying. I don't want to keep up with them. I'm done keeping up with the Kardashians.
I'm not gonna lie. I go back and forth. I do go back and forth with Kardashians. I am going to watch the new Hulu show, though. I hear do a lot of breaking the fourth wall, and I'm here for that.
Okay, I do. I like that as well, but I just don't. That family, we've talked about it a million times. If y'all want to hear my thoughts on it, just go back and randomly listen to an episode. I'll probably not mention it in that one, but it's fine. We'll get a download.
I'm just, you know, I just have to do my due diligence and stay on top of like my reality pop culture. You know, I am a journalist after all.
I love it.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, speaking of babies, so Brittany Bourne Leach, who y'all may know her, she had Crew, I guess almost 2 years ago, and he passed when he was maybe like 2 months old. Mm-hmm. She's had since then another baby boy, and she's pregnant again, and they just revealed that they're having their sixth baby boy. That is a strong boy gene.
They have half a football field. I mean, team.
Team. Half a football field. Yeah, that's a lot of baby boys. I think at this point.
That's just a lot of kids in general. I mean, I'm very happy for them. Do not get me wrong. That family has been through a lot.
Right.
But just, wow, that's a lot. That's a lot of kids. How it's do you afford that?
I don't know.
And how do you evenly spread the love and attention and time?
It seems physically impossible. And listen, don't at me if you have multiple kids. I have one child. I'm happy having one kid. And sometimes I even then feel like I'm a crappy mom because I'm not giving him enough attention or time or whatever, blah, 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 blah. But, you know, when you have six kids or three kids or four, whatever, it does seem like it would be hard to really give, because every kid is so different with what they require as far as timing and all of that kind of stuff. I would feel guilty, I think, because I'd be like, well, dang, I need time for me, but I need time for you and you and you and you and you and you
and you and you
and you.
Yeah. And you and you're going to love me.
Oh, that was nice.
Thanks.
But yeah, so anyway, she's having, so congrats to her, sixth boy. And then also Olivia Rink is pregnant.
Yes.
She is going to have some fantastic pregnancy hair, because that girl's hair.
Her hair is aside, everything.
Aside from Kathleen Post, because Kathleen Post, her blonde is chef's kiss, stylist kiss. It is so beautiful, but Olivia Rink has the best, like thickest Pantene commercial hair I've ever seen in my life. And it is flowy and bouncy and gorgeous. Her pregnancy hair is going to be top notch. But anyway, she's pregnant, and that's going to be, I like her. I think her content is very fun. It's very creative.
Okay.
What?
Are they engaged?
They're married. They just got married.
Okay. I couldn't remember. For some reason, I just was drawing a blank. I was like, wait.
No, they got married back in the fall. September, October,
okay.
August. I don't know. Yeah, they got married in the fall. But I mean, I'm happy for them, because I feel like she, remember they lived in New York and they moved back home to her family's like farm town. And now it's like a slower phase of life, slower pace and all that. Like, I'm happy for them that they're getting married and doing all that. Cause that was really cool that she just like picked up and moved to New York.
They're doing the white picket fence thing.
They are. And I'm not mad about that. Wow, that sounds like really good Concord grape liquid IV. Oh, she really went there.
Oh, I really went there. Newsflash, they have a new flavor out.
Yes,
they do. And it is my all-time favorite. I know I have previously said that strawberry is my favorite.
Move over, strawberry.
Move over. There's a new fruit in town.
No, it really is good. I was excited because I got the package the other day and I sent Spencer a picture. And so I tried it. Sorry. I can never wait. I always want to wait, but I can't.
I don't blame you.
So I tried it and it's a nice grapey flavor. I'm very much a grape person. Spencer said she's not really a grape person. And this is her favorite.
It is my
so good
favorite. So Liquid IV is a little convenient pouch that you put into your water and it gets you hydrated AF. It has a hydration multiplier, which is a great tasting non-GMO electrolyte drink mix powered by cellular transport technology, and it delivers hydration to the bloodstream faster and more efficiently than water alone. One stick contains 3 times the electrolytes of a traditional sports drink, and it has 5 essential vitamins. And let me tell you, if you had one too many dirty martinis, you better finish your night with a nightcap of Liquid IV.
No, I agree. Every time we are out drinking or whatever, we have our girls' nights, always on my bedside table.
Always.
Liquid IV. Every single time.
Drunk because Spencer really is work. Always looking out for sober Spencer.
Yes, mm-hmm. It really is. And a lot of people really love it, like iced, chilled, all the way cold.
That's how I want it. That is the only way to drink it. You take your mason jar or your tumbler, whatever you're drinking it in, you fill that baby up with ice, pour in the water. So ugh, there's nothing better.
No, and I, much like everybody else right now, we're on like this like new year kick of like exercise and eating better and drinking more water.
That's right.
My skin does so much better when I get more water intake. And so if I'm at the end of the day and I don't drink enough water throughout my work day, I will chug a Liquid IV and I'm like, oh, well, that was 3 more glasses.
I didn't drink any water all day today. I was so busy. And you know me, I drink a load of water.
Yeah.
I made myself a Liquid IV when we got here and I feel like a million so much bucks. Better. Use code swiping up. It's 25% off. Try the grape, try the strawberry, try the pina colada. Those are all
try
our favorites.
Try them all. They're so good. Oh my God. Did I tell you what Fisher did the other day in Target?
No.
Girl. Talking about humiliated. Okay. If y'all have been here for a long time, y'all know I just don't say the F word. Okay.
Like never.
I don't ever say it.
Like, and I love you, so it's not annoying because it's part of your charm, but.
Okay. Well, thank you.
As a potty mouth, that's.
You say it enough for us both.
Well, and between the two of us, then that's like what I become known for.
It balances out, right? Oh, true. Yeah. Well, I'm dumb, so. That's not an inside joke, by the way. It's just what people think now. I'm just stupid. But so anyway, Fisher said the freaking F word.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did. And I literally wanted to melt into the floor and be melted into the clearance rack because I was like, I'm sorry, what?
Wait, what did he say?
So I don't even know. He enunciated it so hard. And I'm like, oh my gosh. So I told Mike, I was like, first of all, he said he heard it from my mom, which my mom does not say that.
Tammy
of all people,
would never.
No, of all people to say it to, like when.
She won't even say GD.
She won't even say damn. My mom doesn't say any cuss words at all. Like I'm telling you.
Fisher picked the wrong person to blame that on.
Right. So we're like, no. And so I asked him, I said, Fisher, you cannot say that. Like, where did you hear it? I was like, I'm trying to figure it out. And Mike said sometimes he'll be on speakerphone. And, you know, these men, they start to get to talk about fishing and hunting. And then bombs start dropping. And he's like, I try to take it off speakerphone, but I don't do it enough. I'm like, well, you didn't do it fast enough because your child said it a couple times. But anyway, I was literally dying, but I knew you would appreciate that because I know you love the word. It's your favorite F word.
It is. Right? It is my favorite F word. And Fisher is the second.
Right. Perfect. And speaking of Target, Stony Clover, they're doing a little collab.
I'm actually so very excited.
Me too. I love their stuff.
So I went through their whole, like the whole list. They have they licensed. I don't know if it's like a licensing thing.
Yeah.
I'm assuming it's a licensing thing because there's face masks and like it's beyond just stuff.
Where did you see that at? On Stony Clover's website?
On Target's website.
Oh, on Target?
Yeah, so you can go and look at everything. It'll say available to ship and then the date. I think it's like April.
It's soon.
April 6th or April
2nd. It's coming
2nd.
Up, yeah.
It's the first week of April.
I did not know that.
Yeah, so you can see everything. When I tell you, it took me like 15 minutes to scroll through all of the products. There's clothes. There's shoes. There's bags. There's toiletries.
Bags. I'm here for it.
There's like I said, like suits, body care like, and yeah, face purses. Masks. It's a lot.
It is so much. Oh
backpacks.
My gosh, y'all.
But what's interesting, it looks like, you know, there's like the Stony Clover fabric, like the thing that they're known for. I don't even know what that fabric technically is.
It's like a nylon slash like canvas slash, I don't know either, but it's legit.
Yeah, but it's like, that's what they're known for. That's like their material. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it looks like everything that's going to be available from Target and the prices are very reasonable.
I'm literally
for Stony
on
Clover.
Here. It's a 3-piece packing cube set, pink, orange, and light yellow. It's $25 for 3 of them.
Yeah. Cause Stony Clover is pretty expensive. We've talked about that before, but this, it looks like instead of using their like classic canvas, nylon, whatever. Mm-hmm. It's like a terry cloth material.
Oh, cute. Okay.
And so, but I'll be interested to see if it's like lined. I don't know. I'm going to order a bunch of shit though.
So I wonder how fast it's going to sell out though, because that's going to be annoying. Remember when Vineyard Vines did theirs?
Or Magnolia? Like,
yes. Yes.
For a while, it like everything was sold out immediately. But and
they have, I'm sure, mini it's gonna be like duffel that. Bags for $40. I have the big size. That was, I sent you the screenshot one time years ago from it, and it, they have gone up quite a bit in price, but still it was like $300.
Yeah. And they'll have patches and everything, so just like that, you know, with their regular Stony Clover stuff.
The book bags, I feel like we need that for our tour.
Obviously.
We do sell those on our website too, but they're not Stony Clover, so I don't need those.
They're swiping up my bags, but I want a Stony Clover one.
Oh my gosh, y'all, that is legit. Speaking of collabs, Whitney is doing hers. She just did Amazon The Drop. She's having one.
Which she's doing like a Saint-Tropez themed line, which is really exciting.
Man, I love when influencers do the collabs, because depending on the style of the person, like I like Whitney's resort vacation style. Love it so much. Fun prints, bright colors. That's my vibe.
And here's the thing, and maybe I'm totally off base, but the Amazon The Drop collabs are so much more legit to me than the like boutique collabs.
I agree.
No hate, no shade.
Right.
It's still like pretty cool if you get to partner with a boutique. Oh, yeah. Like, don't be sliding into my DMs. Like, whatever. Mad. But I don't know. There's like a legitimacy to Amazon The Drop that
I agree.
To me, seems like, you know, a little more real deal. Yes. Courtney Kerr had one.
Yeah, she did. Her style.
I love her. Bam.
Me too. Her style, we have said it 75 times. I'm saying it 76. Her style, I looked actually at her feed recently for like my inspo for like our show and stuff. Mm-hmm. Me and Spencer have been on the hunt for like our wardrobe, and we've looked everywhere, and it's so hard because we both know what we want. We know the vibe. We know
it's also a weird time to shop because it's like everything that I'm finding that I really like and that I feel like it's going to be like the vibe.
Yeah.
Is like long sleeve.
Yes, and I mean, it's 9,000 like, degrees in Dallas. Like we can't.
Yeah.
Yes. So I did go on stories the other day, and I was asking if y'all know of like any boutiques or anything that we can shop to like find pink sequin, like extra, extra, read all about us, you know, send them to us. But Courtney Kerr, I went to her feed because I was like, she's always got cute stuff. She's been doing a lot of purple lately.
Has she?
Purple lilac is the color of the season. And how appropriate that Jen Reed Life in Lilac came out, and that's like the color of the season.
There you go. It's like she knew.
There's
it's like
no coincidence. ESPN,
you know? Well, yeah, I love a blazer moment, and so Courtney Kerr always gives a blazer.
I have a
moment.
Blazer for our trip and some fun platform heels.
I ordered a pink one, but like I don't know if it's gonna be hot. Like I'm not gonna want to wear it.
Cuff
if it's
the
hot.
Sleeve. We'll do it for the brunch thing. Cuff the sleeve and
bitch, you don't sweat. I sweat. The sun even like hints that it's gonna come out, and I got a mustache, like,
right?
You know,
yeah. You can just stick your little napkin in your, a little, what's it called?
In my kitty?
A hanky in your pocket. Not in the blazer pocket, girl. You better be a businessman.
We gotta do something. In my pocket. Let me just get a pocket square.
Get it monogrammed.
I'll call up my dad.
Don't play with me. Get it monogrammed and do it for real. Get you a little accent color, maybe a little teal.
There we go.
Keep it on brand. And then if you get a little sweat stash, I'll be like, hey, and then just stab
it.
And you're good.
You got a couple beads on the forehead.
It's fine. You're glistening.
Listen, I hope to be Botox to the gods before Dallas. So,
girl, your face ain't moving.
Nope. And I'm okay with that. That's how I that's the life I want to live. Okay.
Yes, you should.
Caroline Calloway. Do you know her?
I don't think so.
Okay. So she's an OG. Not an OG. She's an influencer that's been around for a while. I think she started her blog back in like 2011.
Okay.
She's kind of like a socialite turned influencer, I think. I want to say she was like known for going to parties and like hitting the social scene and then took it to Instagram and whatever. Well, in recent years, she has built a reputation for herself of being quite a scammer. Oh. Very like, not quite Anna Delvey vibes, because Anna Delvey, she looked at big picture, right? Okay. I don't know if you guys have watched Inventing Anna, then you know what I'm talking about. If you haven't watched Inventing Anna, you need to get on that.
I need to get on it. She's talking to me.
It's so good.
It's me. I'm y'all.
She actually was just on the Call Her Daddy podcast too.
Oh, was she?
Mm-hmm.
Is this the girl?
Yes. She wiped her Instagram.
Okay, but and can I just give her one thing of praise? I love the use of emojis that like, that just flows ever so nicely. Sorry, that's what caught my eye.
In the bio?
Not the fact that she has over 600,000 followers and follows nobody and has zero posts, but the bio.
Well, and
that's, y'all said bios didn't count.
And that's about 200,000 less than what she had like not too long ago. Yeah, she's lost a lot of followers.
Okay, I'm sorry, continue.
So anyways, Anna Delvey, she dreamed big, right? She reached for the stars, honey.
I like that.
Caroline Calloway, not so much.
Okay, so we don't like her. Do we like her or not?
No, okay. She is. Okay.
She's a scammer.
How can I say this without being canceled? Mm. She is a little hippie, a little kooky. She talks about, it's like she's talking in tongues. Like, I don't even understand what she's saying when she's speaking. Because it's like, she talks about like the frequency, people's frequencies and all this shit.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. If that's your thing, cool, but what?
Yeah. Like,
no.
So she is supposedly a writer.
Right.
And I
see
say
that in her bio.
Right. She has two book deals.
Okay.
Has yet to produce a book.
Wait, what?
Right.
What do you mean?
She received like huge cash advances. And
has not wrote a book, but she's a writer. Like, you cannot put writer as your Instagram category and you ain't got a book.
No book.
A book.
She sells
count.
The book. Well, and that's why she says in her bio, like, very real book, because people are like, well, the books aren't real. She's just scamming people because she's been selling books. She markets the books. She sells the books.
Pre-order my very real book. I am not using my credits from Audible on you, Caroline, because I don't believe you.
Yeah, well, so far, none of her fans have received any books. What's another thing that she's done? This was pre-COVID, but I don't remember how far before COVID. Mm-hmm. She was selling these courses and hold on. I got to pull this up. You know, I got to have all my information.
Get your facts straight, because when you don't get them straight, we catch a lot of crap. And by the way, we do get our facts straight.
Sometimes, you know,
most of the time.
Okay, what was the classes, son of a bitch? Okay, well, anyway, she was selling these, like, these classes for, I think she was doing them, like, $125 a pop. Never happened, never came to fruition. I'm going to look it up. We'll post it to stories. Bite me. So that never came to fruition. Then she came out, go ahead and pull up your Googler, okay?
Okay, uh-huh, I got the Googles up.
Okay, great.
I don't know if y'all know this or not, but we are going on tour, and not only are we going on tour, we sold out our Dallas show, the one and only tour date. And so that means we are in the midst of shopping and buying and trying to get fit, baby, because it's time to get on the ball.
That's right. Scheduling our appointments.
We're going to get snatched, and we're going to get snatched because we're eating good. We're exercising, we're packing in the protein. We got that magic spoon.
Mm-hmm. So good. 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and only 4 net grams of carbs in each serving. There's only 140 calories a serving. It's keto friendly, gluten free, grain free, soy free, and low carb for all you low carb baddies. It comes in a variety pack. The 4 flavors are cocoa, fruity, frosted, and peanut butter. Let me tell you,
so good.
They're so good. Yeah. I was skeptical.
I was too, y'all. Ooh. I mean, we had a faulty reels that we were trying to make when we tried them. Legit. 10/10. Recommend.
Which one was your favorite? Which
I
was
really
your top flavor?
I liked the frosted and fruity the best, but I also liked the chocolate peanut butter together.
Okay. So I know this doesn't exactly make it like healthy.
Uh-oh. What'd you
but
do?
But I used some of the... we used the cocoa and the peanut butter,
okay,
and we used like marshmallow fluff and made like protein Rice Krispies. Like smashed them up.
That's such a good idea.
Bitch, they were good.
Why didn't you bring me one?
Because we ate them. Rude. Oh. But they're literally so good. All these flavors. You have to get the variety box.
Y'all can go to magicspoon.com/swipingup to grab a variety pack and try it today. And be sure to use our code SWIPINGUP at checkout to save $5 off your order. And Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. Remember, get your next delicious bowl of guilt-free cereal, magicspoon.com/swipingup, and use code SWIPINGUP to save $5 off. Thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this episode.
Type in Caroline Calloway snake oil.
I remember. Nope. I've already heard about this.
Okay.
I already know about this.
So she started selling a facial oil that she called snake oil. The label was literally like hand drawn.
We talked about her in season one because I remember this.
Did we?
Yes, we did.
Oh, I don't even remember.
You don't remember us pulling up the photo and talking about that looks like a third grade did this? Third grader did this?
Okay, it sounds vaguely familiar now that you're talking about it.
We talked about this in season one. Yeah, but anyway, go ahead.
And that's the upgraded bottle, by the way. That's the professional labeling. Yeah.
Did she draw this? Well, she didn't say she was an artist.
No, no, the one before, it's literally a sticker with like her handwriting that says snake oil. And she has like
put this on their face?
A little squiggly. Right. So anyway, somebody sent it to a lab. Mm-hmm. And it came back that it was like grapeseed oil and like lemon extract and like something else.
A little bit of olive oil from the kitchen.
Right.
A little cayenne pepper.
Well, she was selling the bottles, the like small size of the bottle for like $75 an ounce or something like that. Yeah. Anyways, wow. People went crazy. Things were like half the people never got their orders. Allegedly, some people did, but then like dermatologists were coming out and saying like, for the love of God, like, please don't use this on your face. Mm-mm. It was Mm-mm. a whole thing. Anyway, so, you know, she's not exactly known for having like, you know, great business ideas.
Right.
She's a businesswoman. She is not.
Entrepreneur better not be on her resume.
Anna Delvey at least had some finesse with her scamming.
Right. Oh my God.
Well, she recently left her apartment in New York and it turns out that she owed over $40,000 in back rent.
She better be selling some snake oil. A lot of it.
Yes. The last time she paid her rent was 2020.
Okay.
Yes. September of 2020 was the last time that she paid her rent. She just moved out last month.
Wow. That's a heck of a leeway on
that. The most shocking part of this story is that her rent was $2,700 a month. And I want to know where the fuck were you living that you paid $2,700 a month?
In New York?
Because a bitch.
Right.
Like, I don't know if this shit was rent controlled. I don't know if, there are some photos because I guess a friend of hers moved into the apartment when she moved out and mm-hmm. they're refusing to leave and the landlord is like losing his shit. But there are photos published that the landlord took after Caroline moved out. And when I tell you
she left like a dump.
A dump doesn't even begin to describe this apartment. It is utter filth. Here, look at, there's, Mm-mm. go ahead, scroll through. Dirt everywhere.
And like, she is not an artist with these cabinets. Ew.
Like the apartment is in shambles. Shambles. Stop. So anyways, the landlord is, obviously, he's seeking back rent from her while trying to get.
Did she actually live in these means? Because this is disgusting.
Disgusting. I mean, supposedly.
Now it's asking me to unlock the article and I ain't doing nothing on your phone.
No.
That is absolutely pure filth.
Yes. So anyways, he basically is trying to get all the back rent from her now and $25,000 in damages, which I'm shocked. You guys, if you Google the pictures of the apartment, it's
disgusting.
Insane.
Yeah.
And I'm shocked that it's only $25,000 worth of damage, to be completely honest.
Her refrigerator has gold handles, and I'm just really disappointed that she didn't do something better with that.
Wait, does it really?
Yeah, it does. It
looks couldn't like even a... tell. I was too distracted by the floors.
Oh, yeah. The dirt caught your eye?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it disgusting. Did. Ew. My anxiety and OCD would be like legit through the roof. Just how do you live like that? And her feed, what was her feed like? Was it nice? So was it like cohesive?
No, it was chaotic.
Oh, okay.
Just like her. Yeah.
I am not picturing this girl. So I do remember us talking about the labels, but I am not picturing her by her bio. Chaotic. Isn't that weird? Yeah. I don't know why.
No, I mean, I understand sure that. I don't know if she was always that way. Mm-hmm. By the time I knew of her, I think we were well into the chaos. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yikes.
Little cray cray.
Well, but, do better, Caroline, because you need to pay your rent. You need to pay your back order, whatever. And you need to clean that apartment. You need to get somebody in there and clean that apartment. Or you need to do it yourself.
Well, and I guess neighbors like thought the apartment was empty because they saw her moving out, but then they kept hearing a man's voice. And so I guess that like they're assuming the man's voice is like the boyfriend or husband or somebody of like this friend that has like moved into the apartment.
Okay.
And he's like, the landlord's like, that's not how this shit works. You can't just move in because you know your friend left. Like,
no.
So bizarre.
Mm-mm.
So bizarre.
And her website is down, by the way, y'all. It has a little we'll be back soon sign on there. So
I wouldn't hold your breath.
Right. She probably didn't pay her bill.
Probably not.
Somebody foot the girl $15 for her Wix account to get back up because her website is down. It is closed for business.
Dead. But yeah. Yikes. I'm sure there's a lot more to the story that we're going to hear about, but that was like the synopsis, you know?
Yeah.
I'm not the greatest at telling stories and recapping. Mm-mm. So my journalism skills need a little work. However, we got a lot of shit last mm-hmm. week
we
about
did.
Talking about the Wilking sisters
right.
story. Let me tell you, we took the information that we shared.
Straight from the horse's mouth.
From like her mom's right. post. There was articles like from the Daily Beast and a bunch of other places. We might have paraphrased a bit, but the information was there.
The information was there, and the information was also shared. We did the most. We gave you all the information.
We don't always do the most. A lot of times we do the least.
Right. So for this particular instance, y'all were really nasty. We've
not everybody. Kind of we shouldn't say that.
No.
Most people were not. Most people were very invested in the story, as were right. we. But there were a couple twats that decided to right. leave us some
nasty reviews. And you know we are words of affirmation kind of people.
Ashformation. We might not be able to speak those words of affirmation.
What in tarnation affirmation, califragilistic espialidocious? Yeah, like we are words of affirmation people. So if y'all are listening to this, if this podcast is touching your ears, if you could just hop on over and leave us a 5-star review, we will be forever grateful.
We will. But as a parting gift,
yeah.
in the meantime, let us... share some of these kind words.
Yes.
Slowly going downhill, 2 stars. Edited, because it's just ridiculous at this point. You guys butchered the Wilking sister story. I understand you're busy, but if you're going to run a podcast, at least do your homework, especially about sensitive topics. It's offensive to the family when you mishandle a situation.
We shared it from the mom.
Okay.
Mean Girls, 1 star. I wanted to enjoy this podcast, and I've listened to a handful, but I just can't. I would love to hear more about the influencers, but seems like they can't stay on topic and ramble. Very disorganized, and I just doesn't seem like nice women. Oh, sorry. Hold on. Don't give me that character.
Sorry.
Very disorganized and just doesn't seem like nice women.
Da, da, da. The grammar is still incorrect. Just not good. 2 stars. I really wanted to like this podcast. I love the topics they talk about, but I feel like they are so unprepared with information. If you are going to talk about celebrity Scientologists, at least know a few and don't Google on the spot. They are all over the place, and I'm not sure if it's an act or not, but the airhead image is not working. And I just want to let you know, Chrissy, that I did name some, and then I Googled the rest. Yeah.
Right. We literally said John Travolta and John Travolta and Chrissy Alley. And then we talked about Look Who's Talking. So you got a little bit of extra beef with your taco. So what are you talking about?
God.
Yeah. Wow. You guys.
I love reading these. Can I just say that? I mean, I don't love having them, but you know, this is just the journey we're on.
You know what? Opinions are like assholes. Some of them stink. Some of them are messy.
Some of them are messy. You know what? You're damn right. I am fucking dead.
Wow.
Wow. Well, you know, thank you so much for listening to this shit show of an episode. We have what's tonight? Okay, Monday. So it's the close. It's Monday. Mm-hmm. We're closing out the eligible eight. We're going to be posting the finest four.
That's right.
Whoo, keep tuning in.
Please keep tuning in.
Please, for the rest of this March madness.
That's right.
And
forever. We don't want them to like not tune in.
Obviously, forever. I mean, that goes without being said.
Such an airhead.
I hope. You know, I am an airhead. It's just my act, you know.
I know.
Anyways, thank you guys so much for tuning in. Head over to iTunes, leave us 5 stars and some words of affirmation. Thank you, thank you, thank you. If you'd like to support the show, share us on socials, pick up merch at swipinguppodcast.com, or you can head over to Patreon and subscribe for bonus episodes. Don't forget to call or text into the hotline at 919-867-6776 and follow us at Swiping Up and me at Spencer So Basic.
And me at Wendy DM Basic.
Bye, guys. Bye.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.